There's widespread support among citizens of the European Union for the EU's humanitarian program, says Kristalina Georgieva, the European Commissioner for International Cooperation and Humanitarian Aid. According to the Commissioner, despite the economic downturn, a recent survey shows that 9 out of 10 EU citizens believe that assisting children is important. She says that's why the Commission's partnership with UNICEF to help those in need in Syria is so important.
People in Europe, surprisingly, during the crisis, not only didn't weaken support for humanitarian action, that support went up. In 2010, it was 79% of Europeans in favor of what I'm charged to do, of humanitarian action. Today, they are 88%. Crisis does bring the best out of people, brings more empathy.
UNICEF Chief Anthony Lake welcomed the news. He says as many as half of the victims in the Syrian conflict are children and women.
In the refugee camps, probably a half or so are children. And children bear no responsibility for the political events that have created this crisis, and yet they are disproportionately the victims, and that's just plain wrong.
Commissioner Georgieva says millions that need food assistance can get it as a result of the bravery of humanitarian workers, but 2 out of 3 cannot get help. She says in the absence of a political solution, the only way to help Syria is to respect humanitarian law.
Protect civilians, don't shoot at ambulances. Allow humanitarian workers, UNICEF staff, to immunize kids, get food to them. We also must do more to prevent suffering by reducing malnutrition, addressing curable diseases, bringing more development opportunities, especially to children, for their future, but also because children are the future of all of us.
UNICEF has reached hundreds of thousands of Syrians through its emergency water, sanitation, education, health, and nutrition programs. Mr. Edward Chaiben, UNICEF's director for emergency programs, says the agency is working to increase its assistance to more people across the country.
Since January, we've been able to reach over 250,000 people with non-food items, hygiene kits, and food, with an additional 248,000 children reached during a vaccination campaign conducted in April of 2012. We've also pre-positioned supplies for 100,000 people with NFIs, food packages, and first aid kits.
In addition to nutrition and health, Mr. Lake lists education as a primary concern.
I believe about a tenth of the schools have now been closed in Syria. And next week is the back-to-school time for so many children. So we are working hard to support as many schools as we can and to help children both survive the present and build for their future through education.
According to Ms. Georgieva, 330 schools are now being occupied by internally displaced people fleeing the fighting.
Even if there was to be the resource to bring kids back to school, they have no schools to go back to because of the internal displacement.
The commissioner called on the world community to focus attention on the need for humanitarian access to assist innocent civilians in Syria.
Many of the rebels have no idea they have a responsibility, but that is not an excuse. And one day when the conflict is over, it's not going to be covered. Some people would say they don't want to hear this. They don't care. They don't want to hear is not an excuse for us not to speak up.
UNICEF and the European Commission have been working together since 1992 across 27 countries, Côte d'Ivoire, Niger, Djibouti, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Uganda. Gail Walker, United Nations.